This, ladies and gentlemen, is the shade.
What's up? This is the shade.
On Active FM.
Only on Active FM.
Only.
Right?
On Active
what
FM.
Other radio station do you know shades itself?
None. Give you a timer there to think.
Was that what that was?
Yes.
I was wondering that. I was like, is that his brain trying to calculate? Was that his, like, you know how we sometimes do things when we're thinking and we don't realize we do it? I thought that was what's going on there.
No.
Oh, no. That was the timer.
I'm always intentional.
I see. Yes. I'm definitely always intentional.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Always.
The point is, there's no radio station that does that. What we do.
There isn't.
Because we are the best.
We are the best. We are Active FM, where radio has never been better.
It even... Mm-hmm. You know.
Right?
That's why you're here.
That is why you are here, and you are listening to the hosts of The Shade.
Tawo and Sash.
Yes, welcome back to another episode. And today we are going to be shading. We looked long and hard through all of the different Active FM shows. We looked long and hard.
We listened
long and hard. And we found a specific show. It came to our attention.
It did.
And we weren't sure what shade to show this week.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
Yeah, we're sort of exploring our
Yes, we were
options,
umming and ahhing,
you know.
We were exploring.
Yes,
we started listening to another show, but then couldn't really find anything shady. So then we looked for shade. We dug deep. And we fell upon this show.
Ah, we fell upon.
Yes, we just happened to... Find.
Trip and fall on this particular one.
On this particular one, yes. And the show that we are going to be shading this week is The Bluesmen Mixes. So, yes, it is another music show. The music shows are doing it, man.
Mm-hmm.
They are on a roll.
Yes.
Can you believe it? They're keeping us on our toes.
Yes.
Our shady toes. That made no sense.
Moving on.
That made no sense at all. Thank you, Samuel. We've moving right along. So we are listening to specifically the show from the 11th of September. Fresh off the market.
Yes.
Fresh off the mix.
Fresh off the deck.
Oh, I see what you did there. Nicely done, Tawo. Nicely done.
I know.
Fresh
I know.
Off the deck. Now, we have a couple of music shows on Active FM. The ones we've shaded, we've done mixes by DJ Moise.
Mm-hmm.
We have shaded Fearless Eagle mixes.
Yep.
And now we are going to be shading the Bluesmen mixes. Right? Mm. Yes.
Just to mention what that show is about, it's for all you people who are interested in the artistry, in the genre, in the type of music that is blues.
Mm-hmm.
So blues.
Or jazz. So the explanation or description that goes with the show is enjoy bluesmen mixes consisting of colorful, unique jazz music and the blues.
Mm-hmm. So just for the music people, Sash, won't you just explain what blues is in your own words?
I must explain what blues is in my own words.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Tawo, how can you put me on the spot like that?
What type of music is blues? Do they go by the rules?
Blues is... It's actually from an instrument or from a musician perspective, should I say, it's actually not an easy genre to play.
Yeah.
Because it's got a lot of like... funny scales in it, so it actually has its own scale. So if you know anything about music, your normal set of scales is your major and your minor scales, chords, etc. Whereas with blues, it actually brings in a whole lot of other stuff. Plus, on top of that, a lot of the music is improv. Like
a lot of it is,
you know, you've got your bass will have a solo, your piano will have a solo, and it's not generally it's like runs and it's not normal easy thing. Yes. Mm. So from that perspective, I actually respect people who play blues or jazz, and also I do enjoy it. Obviously, I don't wake up and put on blues or jazz. I'm not that type of person.
Yeah.
But I really, really enjoy listening to blues or jazz when a live band is playing. Have you ever had that?
No, I have.
Have you?
I have.
It's nice,
of course,
right?
I have.
Like, it's nice listening to the music, but when it's a live band, it just takes it to like a whole other level. It's
really... With your camera, just recording the... electric player, and then as you're recording the electric player, the bass is like, no.
Well, I've got one better.
Mm.
The saxophone.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
That is something when they've got a sax on. Oh, oh, it's beautiful. Oh. We went to a birthday party of it's a friend of mine, her mom. She had a birthday party and they had a live band. And I was just like, oh my word, what? This is so cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
We need more live bands.
At birthday parties.
Well, I was about to say anywhere, but that would be weird. You wake up, there's a live band. Like, party. And then they start like, not now. Now's not a good time. So in specific places, yes. So we've listened to the show.
Yes.
Okay, Tavo, when you hear blues and jazz, there's a certain like image of what the show is going to be like in your mind, right?
Yes, there
like
is.
You picture it in a certain way.
Yes, I do.
Was the show anything like you pictured it to be?
The blues I was expecting was not the blues that I got. And the show wasn't the way I pictured it to be.
No, definitely.
Like, nothing.
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 I was also
zero
shocked. In fact, yeah. Tabo, you said something. So we started listening to the show and you said something to me. Like, we were probably 1 or 2 minutes in and there was a statement you said. Do you remember that statement?
No.
You don't? It had something to do with the Active FM presenters. Must I tell you what you said?
Yes.
All right. I was a witness because I was there and he's the one that said it to me. And when I said it, he'll probably be like, oh yeah. Tabo literally said these words to me. Active FM has weird presenters.
Oh, yes.
Those were Tavel's words. So to all y'all Active FM presenters out there, the Shade thinks you're weird.
Yeah, you guys are weird.
Which is, I suppose, not a bad thing because it's not boring, you know.
It's creative.
It's entertaining, yes. It's colorful, as they described the Bluesman mixes.
Yeah.
So we've chosen a few segments where we just want to show you, give you a little bit of a taste of what the show is about. But you know what? I'd actually be interested to go and listen to. So we only listened to this mix. We actually didn't listen to other mixes. I want to go and listen to other mixes because I want to see what the other ones are like. So Bluesman, I wouldn't say that the show was a fail because it actually made me interested for more.
Curiosity.
That's
curiosity.
Yes, we won't mention that curiosity killed the cat. But luckily, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a cat. So you don't need to worry about me. I'm just saying. All right, let's hit off. So we have got 7 segments. We've cut 7 segments of the show that we are going to listen to. Now, this is funny. This is the funny part. So this is the intro of the show, right? So we're going to play the intro and then the mix is going to start and you'll immediately be able to hear when the mix starts. So listen up.
You are about to enter a blues world with the Bluesman on Active FM. Active FM. Request music is hot music!
Mix has started, just in case you need a commentary. Was that an eagle? I feel like this is Fearless Eagle's mixes. or Fearless Eagle is like flying away because he's like, no, it's the Bluesman. You know, you could have like a complete showdown. We should organize this, a showdown between Fearless Eagle and the Bluesman. I feel like, we just came upon something, Tabo. Listening to it a second time has made me realize something. The Bluesman is trying to give us a message here. He is telling us that in this mix, he is going against Fearless Eagle. And he is basically asking him to a contest.
So is this an act of war?
It is an act of war. You know, like the old cowboys would do. They'd stand in the town. They'd both stand there. You'd have the close-up of their eyes. The wind. Everyone runs away because they know shots are about to be fired.
The ultimate duel.
Yes, that's the word. A duel.
Duel.
Bluesman has asked Fearless Eagle to a duel.
But now the question is,
who will win? What will go down in this duel? Mm-hmm. So we are about to find out and we are going to use our segments to try and uncover or...
Yes.
You know when you like read poetry, it's not straightforward. You have to dig deeper. You have to go find the meaning. So we are going to... Bluesman. You're in a Bluesman. So we are going to dig deep and look what message was Bluesman trying to actually give during this mix. So here we go. This is the second segment.
I'm guessing there's Bluesman coming.
Yeah. There's a train, there's a horse, there's a gun.
I think Bluesman is on the train.
He's coming with fire.
Shooting people.
He's shooting people already.
Shooting Fearless Eagles bodyguards.
Oh,
oh, here you go.
There he is. He's just stepped up.
Oh.
But no jokes. Do you know in music? So I did music theory, right?
Yes.
And there was one, so I'll use one specific story. There was a story of a boy with a fox and how the fox came and I think it eventually ate. There were other like poultry animals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It ended up eating them. But what they did was each animal had an instrument and a tune to it, right? So you knew in the piece, yeah, you knew what was happening. You could actually tell the story. In other words, they tell story just with music. There's no words,
what?
No vocals, nothing. It's just music. And then there was a duck. I remember there was a duck, and then a specific piece would play when the duck walked. And it sounded. It actually had like a duck sound
duck.
To it. Yes. So that, did you hear the sound for Bluesman?
No, I did.
I'll play it again just in case you missed it. And there's Fearless Inkle crying in the background like... You want a duel? I'll give you a duel.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, so let's get straight into the third segment then. Find out what happens. I feel like they're trying to negotiate.
Yeah.
Should they go ahead with this duel? Is this really worth it? Mm-hmm. But Bluesman wants the duel. He feels... He needs to challenge.
It's needed.
It's needed.
For him to establish his bluesmanship.
His bluesmanship, definitely. I think we interpreted that part correctly.
Nailed it.
So, they tried to negotiate. Fearless Eagle was slightly not fearless.
Yes.
There was a little bit of fear within Fearless Eagle. But Bluesman stuck his ground.
He stuck it.
He kept his wits about him.
He kept it.
And he said, no, I will shoot you in the head.
He said no.
Yes. Now, for the next part of our story.
What does Fearless Eagle do? Fearless Eagle proposes that they dance it off.
He changes it to a dance off instead of a gun off.
The dance off, people.
The dance off. Fearless Eagle takes up to the stand.
Oh! Bluesman takes off his shoes.
No!
That never happens.
That never happens, no.
He puts them back because he knows it never happens.
And Fearless Eagle starts dancing. He's doing a weird move with his hands on his hips and his legs are going everywhere. They are flying high. They even kicked someone in the face.
Oh, save him.
Save that man from Fearless Eagle. Bluesman steps up. He holds his hat. He takes out a guitar.
Oh, the crowd is standing in awe, waiting for his next move. What does he do, Sash?
He decides that he doesn't want to dance off, but actually, he wants a duel.
Ah.
So we are back, ladies and gentlemen,
back to
the duel. Where gunpowder will be released into the air.
Yes.
Gun residue will land up on someone as they shoot.
Yes.
There will be blood on the floor.
Regardless.
In the sand, regardless of what Fearless Eagle wants.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So now we move on to the next part of our story.
An old lady.
Yes.
Walks past him.
Mm-hmm.
But now the thing is, they can't have a duel
with the old lady walking past.
So they act like the dance off.
Okay, so now they're dancing again.
Yes.
Bluesman is showing them flames. He's brought out the latest moves.
Ooh.
He's doing it.
Ooh.
Fearless Eagle is shocked.
Oh, oh.
The people are buying drinks.
Having fun.
They're celebrating. The granny is still walking past because shame, she is 85 and does not walk very fast anymore. So she's about halfway through now.
Yes.
And the dance continues.
Oh, I see.
Fearless Eagle starts to sweat.
He's
Bluesman is just getting started.
Bluesman is on fire.
He's on fire.
He's on fire.
He's on fire.
His boots.
The grannies are almost through.
Almost through.
Except
about to go back.
Now she stopped to watch them dance.
Oh no. No, she didn't.
She did.
Oh. The dance-off continues.
The dance-off continues. And suddenly, the music stops. And now, they decide they're not going to dance anymore because the music stops and the granny gets bored and continues walking off. And now, the granny has left us.
Oh.
And now, what will happen next in our juicy story?
That could only mean one thing, Sash.
That could only mean one thing. Let's hear it. They both write out their wills, just in case one of them dies.
Oh.
Bluesman wants all his money to go to his gran. Fearless Eagle has no love. And so he...
wants the money to himself.
But he's going to die, which means the money must go into his grave with him. Yes. Which will start the tale of two men trying to find the money that was in Fearless Eagle's grave if he dies.
How selfish of Fearless Eagle
How selfish of him to do that. And they finish signing their wills, they step up to the plate. The people are getting ready to mourn the death of one of them. Who will it be?
Only one can survive.
Only one can survive. They both reach for the gun. Slowly.
Slowly.
Nervously. Anticipating.
Fearfully.
Fearfully.
Even Fearless Eagle.
Himself. Even Fearless Eagle. He's no longer fearless. He's now just Eagle.
Yes.
He's now Eagle. And now we move on to the last part of our story. What will happen?
Since a plot twist.
Me too.
It is getting hectic.
Fearless Eagle is down on the ground.
He's down.
His blood is mixing with the sand.
Oh.
He was shot twice.
His existence is going down with his body.
Mm-hmm. The first shot entered his knee.
Oh, his knee.
His knee is gone.
Huge blow.
Huge blow to the knee.
Huge blow for the Eagle.
Second shot goes straight through the cheek.
Through the cheek.
Through the cheek.
Those are the worst.
Fearless Eagle lies on the ground. His blood is leaving his body. But he's not dead yet because the cheek and the knee are not fatal blows.
Yes, they're not.
So he lies there waiting to die. No medic on scene.
Bluesman is standing there in victory.
But he's also mourning the death.
He's also mourning the death.
Of a great eagle.
Of his fellow DJ.
Who was once fearless. But then.
Now,
he
lost his wings.
He lost his wings.
Yes.
And he committed chicanery. Was taken down by the shade.
Took his
and
wings.
Now by Bluesman.
Oh wait. Who is that I see?
Who is it?
It's DJ Morrison. What is he doing here?
What is he doing here?
With a fully armed gun.
Oh my goodness.
He shoots.
Ah!
The Bluesman.
He shoots the Bluesman.
On the knee as well.
Oh god.
Bluesman is on the floor. What will happen next?
What will happen next? You know what? I feel like we need to have a follow-up of this Shade episode. We need to get Fearless Eagle, the Bluesman, and DJ Moyesay together.
And discuss what happened.
And discuss what happened next. I think we interpreted that mix pretty well.
I am
proud of ourselves.
We did.
We did it. At first we thought we were just listening to a music mix, but now we have realized we actually listened to a tale.
A tale.
Of three DJs.
Yes.
In the Old West.
Fighting for the number one spot.
Fighting for the number one spot.
Active FM's best DJ.
Active FM's best DJ. Who will it be?
Who will it be?
Who will it be? I'm glad we have uncovered this Shade today, Tabo.
It was a deep show.
It almost went... It went past our heads. We almost missed it. We almost missed it. But luckily at the last second, we pulled our socks up.
Yes, we did.
We did.
We pulled them up
really
high.
We put the shades on.
The shades on.
And we saw the true shade.
Even though it took us two listens.
Yes. So Bluesman was very shady in this mix, telling a story.
It was.
That most people would miss.
Yes.
Yes. So if you want to hear what happened when DJ... Moise shot. Who is the greatest mixer on Active FM? Then tune in next week for The Shade and we shall reveal it to you. Yes.
Just like we have revealed this tale.
Yes, this tale. This old Western tale.
Yes.
Yes. But if you want to know anything about Active FM, in the meantime, mm-hmm. if you get bored, you know, you're waiting. You're yes. waiting. If you yes. want to tell us what you think happened or who you think the greatest mixer on Active FM is, please send us voice notes.
Please.
We have a WhatsApp line or send us a WhatsApp. You can go find our WhatsApp number on our social media pages. That is Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Facebook, Parler, Gab, and Reddit. Go and tell us who you think the greatest Active FM DJ is.
But that's not it. You guys can also find us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and everything.
And everything.
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 We are also on YouTube.
Oh.
We are on
and
YouTube.
And on YouTube.
And on YouTube.
Yeah, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And, Thabo, tell us, there's one last place.
Oh, this place is the place of all places.
This is. It is actually. I think it's the place of all places.
It is.
Right?
It is the place of all places.
Because it's the easiest place to find all the shows.
Yes.
You can see all of them.
Yes.
You can go listen to all of them at once.
What is this place?
And you can download them.
I shall tell you what this place is. And you can download them.
You can download them. That's how we get our shady shows. We yes. download from this place.
So you can also get your shows the same place
that we
get our shows.
You can be gangster like us.
At www.activefm.co.
To be honest, that time I was nervous. You didn't know. I was like, what is he going to say now? I'm like, I hope he's getting... Well done, Thabo. Well done.
Yeah.
That was nice. Nicely done there. You kept it together.
I did.
You did.
Just like how we kept it together.
Just like how we kept... Just like how Bluesman kept it together.
We all nearly broke down in the show.
But then DJ Moise showed up.
Yeah. And he changed everything.
You were sensing that plot twist.
I was.
You were.
Actually, I did.
And it came.
And I saw his face. I was like, what?
You're like, no, it can't be.
No.
But it is.
Not him.
Oh my gosh.
How could he?
No more. Bluesman is no more.
But is he no more?
That's the question.
That's the question.
What did happen?
Only wanted to find out.
That is to listen to next week's show. So we will see you next week. We will present the truth. Unveil the truth.
Uncover.
Uncover the truth. Put some light on the matter.
Tell you
the truth. Yeah, we could just go with that.
Yeah.
So join us next week for The Shade. But for this week, this is us signing out.
Good night.
Good night. Or good day. Or whatever time zone it is
good
for
morning.
You.
Good morning.
Peace out.